questions. Walking through life with decades of youth, I find myself most challenged to answer all their questions.
问题，几十年来，我带着年轻人一路走过来，我发现对我来说最大的挑战就是要回答他们所有的问题。
Recent questions have included, did God allow the COVID pandemic to devastate the whole world as divine judgment?
近来他们问的问题包括，上帝是否允许新冠肺炎的大流行严重影响整个世界作为他神圣的审判。
And in the next election, who would Jesus vote for?
还有在下一次选举中，耶稣会投谁的票？
Even the best academic and theological training may not always provide us with all the answers.
就算是最好的学术和神学训练，也未必能提供我们所有的答案。
Yet in 1 Peter 3:15, we are instructed to be ready.
然而彼得前书三章十五节教导我们要做好准备。
It says, but in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
In our response, we ought to honor Christ as Lord. We ought to answer with gentleness and respect.
我们的回应应该是尊主基督为圣，我们应该以温柔敬畏的心回答。
We ought to seek the scriptures and ask God for the answers.
我们应该从圣经中和从神那里来寻求答案。
We need a discerning heart from what is right and wrong.
我们需要有智慧来分辨是非。
James 1:5 says, If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
雅各书一章五节说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
Today my prayer is for us to embrace King Solomon's heart of discernment.
今天我的祷告是我们能像所罗门王一样有智慧。
Solomon had an A game. He was a handsome, tall, well-groomed leader.
所罗门得天独厚，他英俊高大，是个受过良好教育的领袖。
He was spiritually nurtured by the prophet Nathan.
又得到先知拿单属灵的教导。
From the time of his birth in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24, we're told that the Lord loved Solomon.
从他出生之日起，撒母耳记下十二章二十四节告诉我们，耶和华神就喜爱所罗门。
He grew strong knowing that the Lord loved him, and in return, in 1 Kings 3:3,
他知道主爱他，就日渐刚强。作为回应，在列王记上三章三节这么说。
It says that Solomon loved the Lord and followed all the decrees of his father David.
所罗门爱耶和华，遵行他父亲大卫的律例。
Solomon was chosen as king of Israel.
所罗门被拣选为以色列王。
He had several older brothers before him, but they were faulted with wicked and rebellious deeds.
他有几个哥哥，但他们的所行都是邪恶和叛逆。
So Solomon was chosen because who else could better lead than a king with such a heart who grew up loving God since infancy?
所罗门之所以被拣选，是因为在他成长的过程中，打自婴孩时就有爱神的心，没有比这更好的领袖了。
He was taught to love and obey God from the very beginning.
他从小就被教导要爱神，顺服神。
From the very beginning, let our children experience God's overflowing love in whatever we say and do.
无论我们说什么做什么，从小就要让孩子们能够经历神丰盛的慈爱。
Let them know that the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever.
让他们知道耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
When Solomon became king, the Lord appeared to him in a dream and gave him a carte blanche, a blank check.
所罗门作王之后，耶和华在梦中向他显现，而且给了他一张空白支票。
The Lord said, "Ask me anything, and I will give it to you."
对他说， 你向我要什么，我都赐给你。
Now this young man could have asked for anything.
这个年轻人本来可以求任何东西的。
He could have responded, make me famous, make me powerful, make me brilliant.
他可以回答说，让我有名望，让我有权力，让我优秀杰出。
Expand my borders, give me more wealth, but he did not.
扩充我的疆界，给我更多的财富，但是他没有这样求。
In his humble response, he acknowledged it was the Lord's kindness that enabled his father David to reign for 40 years.
在他谦卑的回应中，所罗门认定是主的恩典，使他的父亲大卫能做王40年之久。
He also acknowledged how his father had reigned as king, as God's servant, leading with an upright heart and faithfulness to the Lord.
并且认定他的父亲如何做王。他的父亲是因为成为了上帝的仆人，以诚实、公义、正直的心来治理神的子民。
And Solomon's genuine concern was not for his own power or fame, but for the people.
所罗门真正关心的不是他自己的权力和名望，而是他的民和他的百姓。
He recognized that as king, he was a chosen servant among God's great people, too numerous to count.
他认识到他是从上帝多得不可胜数的民中被选出来做王的一个仆人。
When the many citizens matter more than the leader himself, this is a rare and beautiful thing in today's world.
一个领袖能够看他的百姓比看自己更为重要，这在现今的世界真的是一件罕见和美好的事。
Now Solomon metaphorically described himself as only a little child.
所罗门比喻自己只是个幼童。
But we know he was not 5 or 6.
但是我们知道他不是只有五六岁。
When we put all the biblical data together, Solomon was about 20 years old when he becomes king.
根据圣经的资料，所罗门做王的时候大约20岁。
He already has 2 wives. He just got married again to Pharaoh's daughter, and his oldest son, Rehoboam, was about 1 year old.
他已经有两个妻子，才刚与法老的女儿再婚，大儿子罗伯安1岁。
Young man Solomon saw the size of his people surrounded by neighboring peoples with foreign gods.
年轻的所罗门看见自己这么多的百姓，四围被那些拜外邦神的民所包围着。
Would they respect his leadership and listen to him being so young?
而他这么年轻，人们会尊重他、听他的吗？
Could he command his army without any battle experience like David?
他不像大卫有征战的经验，他能指挥军队吗？
I believe that Solomon saw the immensity of what the Lord appointed him and anointed him to do, and he felt simply overwhelmed.
我相信所罗门看到主拣选他，高他去承担这么艰巨的使命，就深深地感到不知所措。
Solomon felt like a little child who desperately knew he could do nothing without the Lord.
他就觉得自己像个小孩子，知道如果没有主，是绝对办不到的。
Sometimes in ministry, leaders can sense the enormity of a challenge ahead, but we must turn to the Lord.
有时候在服事的过程中，带领的人也会感觉到前面艰巨的挑战，但是我们必须转向神，向神求助。
When I look back, every ministry assignment that was placed upon me felt unbearably overwhelming to me.
当我回头看时，主派给我的每一项重要事工都让我感到非常的不知所措。
The job was bigger than life. The job was bigger than me.
这事情实在太大，我不能胜任的。
I was either too young, too ABC, or too female.
我不是太年轻，就是因为是在美国出生的华人，或者因为我是个女生。
It was intimidating and overwhelming, and I was shaking and quivering as I still do to this day.
真是令人恐惧不知所措，吓得我发抖，到今天我还能感觉得到。
But then, leaders, we look around and we find ourselves surrounded by a solid team of faithful, hardworking, visionary co-workers.
然而当我们放眼四周，发现自己是被一群信实忠心、努力勤奋又有意向的同工所包围。
who are committed to pray with you and seek to accomplish for God's glory in God's way.
他们忠心地跟你一起祷告，以合神心意的方式为追求神的荣耀而行的时候。
And then we witness God's power at work.
我们就会见证到上帝能力的彰显。
We listen to the Holy Spirit and trust in His wisdom rather than our intelligence.
我们顺服圣灵，信靠他的智慧，而非自己的聪明。
And that's the kind of leadership that pleases the Lord.
这才是神所喜悦的领导。
So Solomon asked for one thing.
所以所罗门求一件事。
So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this.
所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的名，能辨别是非。不然，神能判断这众多的名呢？所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
As a child, I was taught that Solomon had asked for wisdom.
我小时候就学过所罗门向神求智慧。
But after I learned Hebrew, I expected to find the Hebrew word for wisdom, chokmah, in verse 9, but it is not here.
但是当我学了希伯来文之后，我以为会在第九节中找到 chokmah, 希伯来文智慧这个字，但却没有找到。
A different word is used here in Hebrew that requests for a discerning heart.
这里用了另外一个字，是要求一个能分辨的心。
It's an understanding heart. It's a listening heart, an obedient heart.
是一个理解的心，聆听的心，和顺服的心。
Solomon wanted the ability to discern between right and wrong correctly, sensing what God thinks is true, good, and right.
所罗门希望有能力正确地分辨是非，知道什么是神认为是真实、良善、合宜的事。
And then to have the courage to obey God as he rules over the citizens, even if his judgment and decisions might be politically incorrect and unpopular.
即使他的判断和决定可能在政治上不适当也不受欢迎，他还能有勇气顺服神来治理百姓。
Solomon's posture is to fear the Lord, to listen and obey the Lord.
所罗门的心态是敬畏耶和华，听从神，顺服神。
Just like he wrote in Proverbs 1:7 and 9:10.
就像他在箴言一章七节和九章十节中所写的。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom or the beginning of knowledge.
敬畏耶和华是知识或者是智慧的开端。
With all the troubles in the world today, we need a new Solomon to lead our land, to administer truth, justice, humility, and love.
当今日世界面对各种难处和挑战的时候，我们需要有一个新的所罗门来领导这地，以真理、正义、谦卑和爱来治理。
Can you imagine if the Lord appeared to our earthly leaders today, ask for whatever you want and I will give it to you?
你能想象吗？如果主向我们现今的世界领袖显现说，你向我要什么，我都赐给你。
Would they respond like Solomon did?
他们会像所罗门那样回答吗？
Is there even one who truly loves the Lord?
有哪个是真正爱主的呢？
One who acknowledges that the nation's problems and sins are many?
有哪个会承认他的国家里有很多的罪，有很多的问题呢？
Is there even one who trusts God's wisdom above his own?
有哪个会相信神的智慧高于他的智慧呢？
Solomon's gift was put to the test in a court case between two mothers and a baby.
所罗门的智慧在两位母亲和一个婴儿的法庭案件中被验证。
Read it in Chinese, please, beginning with verse 16.
列王记上三章十六到二十八节，一日有两个妓女来站在王面前，一个说：“我主啊，我和这妇人同住一房，她在房中的时候，我生了一个男孩。我生孩子后第三日，这妇人也生了孩子，我们是同住的，除了我们二人之外，房中再没有别人。夜间这妇人睡着的时候，压死了她的孩子。”他半夜起来，趁我睡着，从我旁边把我的孩子抱去，放在他怀里。 将他的死孩子放在我怀里。天要亮的时候，我起来要给我的孩子吃奶，不料孩子死了。及至天亮，我细细的查看，不是我所生的孩子。那妇人说，不然，活孩子是我的，死孩子是你的。这妇人说，不然，死孩子是你的，活孩子是我的。他们在王面前如此争论。王说，这妇人说，活孩子是我的，死孩子是你的。那妇人说，不然，死孩子是你的，活孩子是我的。就吩咐拿刀来，人就拿刀来。王说，将活孩子劈成两半，一半给那妇人，一半给这妇人。活孩子的母亲为自己的孩子心里极痛，就说，求我主将活孩子给那妇人吧，万不可杀他。那妇人说，这孩子也不归我，也不归你，把他劈了吧。王说，将活孩子给这妇人，万不可杀他，这妇人实在是他的母亲。以色列众人听见王这样判断，就都敬畏他，因为见他心里有神的智慧，能以断案。
Let's unpack the story. Two women come before King Solomon and presented their case.
让我们仔细来看看这个故事。两个妇女来到所罗门王面前，提出他们的案子。
It was a she said court case between two quarreling women, both identified as prostitutes.
这是一个公说公有理、婆说婆有理的法庭案件。两名争吵的妇女都是妓女。
They were living in the same house.
她们同住在一个房子里。
Each of them birthed the baby days apart.
几天当中分别生了孩子。
And now one baby is dead, and each claimed that the living baby was belonged to them.
现在一个孩子死了，他们两个人都说那个活孩子是他的。
Today, a simple DNA test would settle the matter. But in Solomon's day, how would he determine who was the real mother in the absence of corroborating witnesses?
今天一个简单的 DNA test 测试就可以解决的问题，但是在所罗门的时代，如果没有证人作证，他如何能判断谁才是真正的母亲呢？
So Solomon asked for a sword to cut the baby into two as a test.
因此，所罗门要了一把刀，准备将婴儿切成两半来验证。
Here are some things that we can observe about mothers as seen in this story.
从这个故事里，我们可以观察到母亲的特质。
First, these mothers are broken and imperfect, yet God values them.
第一，两位母亲都是破碎不完美的，但是上帝宝贝她们。
Their story was important enough to be heard by a king and important enough to be included in the Bible.
他们的故事重要到能够被国王听见，也重要到可以收录在圣经里面。
Despite that these two women were immoral,
尽管这两个女人都是伤风败俗。
And one mother had a terrible accident. While she was sleeping, she smothered her baby.
一位母亲意外地睡觉时闷死了自己的孩子。
But I wonder, does she really love her baby?
但是我不明白她到底爱不爱她的孩子。
Instead of grieving over losing her baby, she stole another woman's baby in exchange for her lifeless baby.
她没有为失去孩子感到悲伤，反而去偷另外那个女人的孩子来替换她自己死掉的孩子。
A woman who feels unloved will struggle to give love.
一个人，一个没有感受过被爱的女人是不容易付出爱的。
She may fail to be a good mom.
她可能没办法做个好妈妈。
If she grew up in a broken home, she may need to learn many life skills to be a good mom.
如果她是从一个破碎的家庭中长大的，她可能要学习很多的生活技能才能成为一个好妈妈。
But wouldn't it be great if newborns came with an owner's manual?
新生婴儿如果随身携带了一本用户使用手册，不是太棒了吗？
The Lord values and offers help to even broken, fallen women and imperfect mothers.
但是即使是破碎、堕落、不完美的母亲，主都宝贝她们，愿意帮助她们。
Secondly, mothers know their own babies.
第二，母亲认识自己的孩子。
Mothers tend to study newborn babies, amazed at the beautiful life that God has created.
每母亲都会仔细地观察他们的婴孩，对神所创造美好的生命感到惊叹。
I remember resting alone in the maternity ward after delivery and meticulously studied my baby, eyebrows, fingers, toes. Wow, a mini version of their dad.
记得我刚生完小孩，独自在产科病房里休息恢复的时候，我仔细地观察我的新宝宝，他的眉毛、手指头、脚趾头，哇，简直是他爸爸的迷你翻版。
Moms can recognize their own baby's cry in a room full of babies. They know their sounds, their smells, their birthmarks, their skin, their facial expressions.
妈妈可以从一屋子婴儿的房间里认出她自己孩子的哭声，他们知道自己孩子的声音、气味、胎记、皮肤和表情。
And there is no way I could pick up the wrong baby in the church nursery. You are mine.
我绝对不可能从婴儿房抱错孩子的，你就是我的孩子。
At night, the woman could not see her dead baby clearly.
夜里头，她看不清楚死去的婴孩。
But in the morning light, the mother knew right away that the dead child was not hers.
但在晨曦中，这个母亲立刻知道这旁边死掉的孩子不是她的孩子。
And she desperately wanted her baby back.
她不顾一切的想要回她自己的孩子。
So moms, do you know your baby?
妈妈们，你们还认识你们的孩子吗？
Through the years, have they changed so much that you barely recognize them?
这些年来，他们变得太多，让你几乎不认得他们了吗？
Now, I'm not talking about the new haircuts and the tattoos and their clothing style.
我不是在讲新的发型、纹身、刺身或者是时尚的流行。
But do you know their interests and their dreams?
你知道他们的兴趣与他们的梦想吗？
Do you know who they love, what they think, how they feel?
你知道他们爱的人、他们的想法、他们的感觉吗？
Do you know if they truly love God or they're just complying to you?
你知道他们是真的爱神，还是他们只是顺从你的意思？
Before they leave home, get to know them again and again to share life together.
在他们离开家之前，再次好好地认识他们，并且跟他们一起分享生命。
Listen to them and learn about them after they return.
在他们回来的时候，聆听他们，了解他们。
The joyful part of my job is to get to know youths individually and cherish how special God made each of them to be.
我工作中最喜乐的部分是让我能够一个个的认识这些年轻人，并且珍爱上帝所赋予他们的特质。
So get to know them again and again as they grow.
随着他们的成长，一次又一次的更认识他们。
Thirdly, mothers are willing to make sacrifices for their children.
第三，母亲愿意为他们的孩子牺牲。
We have a troubled mother here. If I cannot have the baby, no one will. Cut the baby in half.
这里有个有问题的母亲，如果我不能够拥有这个孩子，那么谁都不可以，把它切成两半。
You know, she never loved either baby.
其实这两个婴儿，她一个也不曾爱过。
She just didn't want anyone else to have him.
她只是不让任何人拥有他。
But Solomon and God's wisdom given to him knew the test would reveal the identity of the real mother by a mother's sacrificial love.
神给所罗门智慧，知道这个验证将会因着母亲牺牲的爱来显明哪个才是真正的母亲。
The real mother of the baby was willing to sacrifice her motherhood for the life of her child.
孩子的真妈妈愿意为孩子的性命宁可牺牲自己做母亲的机会。
She was filled with compassion for her baby, even if it meant that she had to give him away.
她怜爱自己的孩子，即使这代表着她必须放弃拥有他。
She wanted her baby to live and not die by the sword.
她要她的孩子可以存活，而不是被刀杀死。
She wanted the whole baby because half of a babyis a dead baby.
她要的是个完整的孩子，因为半个孩子是个死的孩子。
Mothers are willing to make big sacrifices.
母亲愿意做出极大的牺牲。
They sacrifice their sleep, their personal dreams, they put their career goals on hold.
她们牺牲自己的睡眠、个人的梦想， 把自己的事业摆在一边。
They buy things for the kids that they cannot afford, and sometimes we will never know what our mothers really sacrificed for us.
他们为孩子买他们买不起的东西，我们永远也不知道他们为我们放弃了些什么。
They will work, work, work so the kids can play, play, play and succeed.
他们拼命的努力的做做做，好让孩子们可以玩玩玩，并且成功。
And of course, we know that dads also make big sacrifices.
当然，我们知道父亲们也做了很大的牺牲。
But the greatest sacrifice that we cherish is God sending His one and only Son, Jesus, to give His life for us so that we may live.
但是最大最宝贵的牺牲乃是上帝差他的独生子耶稣基督为我们舍命，使我们可以得着生命。
Let's find love and joy and encouragement from His love for us and in His delight in His sacrifice for us.
让我们在他对我们的爱中以及他对我们的牺牲中找到喜乐和鼓励。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
How do we gain a discerning heart?
我们如何能得着分辨的智慧？
We learn from Solomon's example first that a discerning heart starts by loving the Lord and being loved by Him.
我们从所罗门的故事中学到，第一，能分辨的智慧乃是开始于爱主并为他所爱。
There is something amazing and powerful to know that the God of this vast universe loves me.
知道宇宙万物主宰的神爱我，真是令人感到惊叹和震撼。
He loved me when I was born, and He loves me today.
我出生的时候他爱我，今天他仍旧爱我。
He loves me when my world is falling apart.
当我的生命破碎的时候他依然爱我。
And because He loves me and I am living by grace, everything is going to be okay.
因为他爱我，我能靠着恩典而活，所以一切都没有问题的。
His father David spoke into Solomon's life in 1 Chronicles 28:9.
所罗门的父亲大卫对他讲述生命的训诲，记载在历代志上28章9节。
It says, "And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you."
我儿所罗门啊，你当认识耶和华你父的神，诚心乐意地侍奉他，因为他鉴察众人的心，知道一切心思意念。你若寻求他，他必使你寻见。
So son, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
儿子，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Secondly, a discerning heart comes from knowing the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
第二，能分辨的智慧来自于认识神的话和神的灵。
Man's theories and trending ideas change constantly, but God's Word does not shift like the wind.
人的理论和思想潮流不断地在改变，但神的话却不会随风而转。
The Bible is reliable and unchanging. As it says in Matthew 24:35, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away.
圣经是可靠的，而且是永远不改变的。耶稣在马太福音24章35节中说，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
The unshakable word of God keeps young people from foolish mistakes. As it says in Psalms 119:9-11,
上帝不可动摇的圣言是年轻人免于愚昧的错误，在诗篇119篇9到11节。
How can a young man keep his way pure by living according to his word? I seek you with all my heart. Do not stray from my commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Also, God's wisdom is revealed by the Spirit of God.
神的灵也启示了神的智慧。
We should not be surprised by the discrepancy between human wisdom and reasoning and the wisdom taught by the Spirit.
人类的智慧推理与圣灵教导的智慧，这当中有差异，我们应该不会为此感到惊讶。
The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. But we have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2.
然而属血气的人不会领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。但我们是有基督的心了。记载在哥林多前书二章。
Thirdly, a discerning heart is fueled by many hours spent in pleading before the Lord in prayer.
第三，能分辨的智慧来自于在神面前无数的祷告恳求。
Cover your children and our youths in prayer during this perilous time.
在这危险的时刻，用祷告遮盖你的孩子们和我们的年轻人。
Pray that temptation would not seize them.That sin would not captivate them.
祷告让诱惑不会抓住他们，罪不会迷惑他们。
Pray with them to battle against evil, rulers and authorities in this dark world, and help them to put on the full armor of God.
跟他们一起祷告，与这个幽暗世界里的恶魔、执政的、掌权的征战，帮助他们穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
Pray and equip them with spiritual protection and security in Christ for fearless faith and courage.
祷告并且装备他们有属灵的保护和在基督里的确据，并且有无所畏惧的信心和勇气。
In your prayer, show them how to humbly confess sin and receive forgiveness from the Lord.
在你的祷告中，让他们看到你如何的谦卑认罪，并且蒙主赦免。
Let them see your tears of brokenness and restored hope.
让他们看到你破碎的眼泪和复原的盼望。
Fourthly, a discerning heart leads the children and our families to choose right over wrong, despite what other voices shout.
第四，不管别人说什么，但是能分辨的智慧可以带领孩子们和全家做正确的选择。
There is a cost in our discipleship, being a disciple of Christ.
作为基督的门徒是要付代价的。
It is a wrong message to tell our children that Jesus died for you so you can have a comfortable, easy life.
告诉我们的孩子，耶稣为你死，好让你有舒服的生活，是一个完全错误的信息。
That you can have eternal life in heaven.
而且还说你还将来有永生。
Although this is true, to have eternal life following Jesus is not easy.
虽然有永生，但是我们跟随耶稣是不容易的。
Making the right choice is often the harder choice.
做正确的选择通常是比较困难的选择。
And finally, a discerning heart results in a whole child, not settling for half a child.
最后第五，能分辨的智慧，让我们得到完整的孩子，而不是只有半个孩子。
If we love the baby, we've got to keep it from getting cut in half.
如果我们爱孩子，就必须避免把它切成两半。
What use is two halves cut apart?
切开两半有什么用呢？
There is death in half, but only life in whole.
半个只有死。完整的才有生命。
I see many things that keep our children from having an undivided heart for God.
我看到有许多事情使我们的孩子对上帝不能专一。
Are we grabbing life with two hands? Give me Jesus, but give me the world too.
我们是否用两手来抓生命，给我耶稣，但也给我世界？
In your life, if Jesus is not Lord of all,He is not Lord at all. Words of Hudson Taylor.
在你的生命中，正如戴德生所说，基督若不是一切的主，他就全然不是主。
Let's not offer to God, "Here, Lord, I give you half of my heart."
让我们不要献给神说，主啊，我给你半个心。
Now, parents and grandparents, I urge you to speak passionately to your next generation. And point them to God's love and God's wisdom.
父母和祖父母们，我恳求你们好好的、真诚的跟你们的儿孙来谈，让他们认识上帝的爱和上帝的智慧。
Speak to your children, son. Do not grow apart from the Lord your God.
跟你们的孩子说，孩子，不要远离耶和华你的神。
You have been loved by God from birth. So love the Lord with no reserve, no retreat, no regret.
你从一出生就蒙主所爱，所以你也当毫无保留、毫无退缩、毫不后悔地爱主。
You have been so blessed. You're so delightful, so smart.
你是如此的蒙福，这么可爱，这么聪明。
But I'm afraid your human wisdom will never surpass God's wisdom. So trust in His word.
但是你的智慧是永远无法超越神的智慧，因此你要相信神的道，听从神的话。
Indeed, you will be tugged by the compassion of your friends who teach a different ideology that attempts to redefine your identity and your reality.
的确，你会被对朋友的同情或爱心所牵引。然而他们宣扬的是另一种不同的理念，试图重新定义你的定位和实存。
And you may be mocked and labeled as a fool.
你甚至会可能被取笑为傻瓜。
Solomon had it all. He got the brains, he got the looks, he has the respect, the land, the wealth, and he always got the girl.
所罗门拥有一切，他有智慧、外表、尊荣、土地、财富，然而他总是有女人。
He had too many girls that compromised his loyalty to love the Lord God.
他有太多的女人，以至于影响了他对上帝的专一。
His spiritual deterioration didn't happen overnight.
他灵性的堕落并非一夜之间。
His spiritual strength and morality eroded little by little with every increase of pride, lust, idolatry, and exercise of freedoms.
随着骄傲、欲望、拜偶像和淫乱，他的灵性和德行渐渐腐蚀。
He started out strong and he loved the Lord.
他开始的时候很好，他爱主。
But at the end of his life, his heart was divided.
但是晚年的时候，他的心分裂了。
And then his kingdom became divided.
然后他的国也分裂了。
And many kings that came after him were evil and did what was right in their own eyes.
在他之后的许多王也都是恶的，他们任意而行。
Somewhere along the way, he traded in God's wisdom for trusting in himself.
在这样一个过程中，他以信靠自己代替了信靠神的智慧。
So kids, I plead with you as your mom or your dad, do not abandon the Lord because it will break my heart.
因此孩子们，作为你属灵的父母，我恳求你不要放弃主，那是会伤我的心的。
Do not abandon ship.
不要弃船。
I'm not worried about your success in college and your career.
我不担心你在大学里或者在事业上的成功。
I'm far more concerned about your eternity and your soul.
我却非常关心你的永恒和你的灵魂。
May the Lord give you a discerning heart to know from right and wrong and the courage to follow God's way.
愿主赐给你智慧，能分辨是非，并且勇敢地遵行神的道。
Don't cut the baby in half.
不要把孩子切成两半。
Give Jesus your whole heart.
将你的心全然献给主。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Oh, Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit.
慈悲的天父，亲爱的主耶稣，圣灵保惠师。
Forgive us, Lord, for those moments when we think we are smarter than you. When we treasure earthly ambitions and things above you.
当我们认为自己比你聪明，我们看重属世的事情过于看重你的时候，求你赦免我们。
We confess our sins. Many times we are working for the praises of man rather than for the pleasure of God.
我们向你认罪，我们常常求人的赞美，而不求你的喜悦。
And I thank you for raising a faithful generation before us who had the heart to pray for our protection, for your mighty work to capture our hearts of our, the children, the grandchildren, the Sunday school students.
感谢你兴起世世代代信实子民的祷告，借着你的保守和奇妙作为来赢得他们儿孙和主日学孩子们的心。
And we are humbled, Lord, to have received the answer of their prayers to be displayed in my life, in our lives. Glory to God.
主啊，我们谦卑地在你面前，因为看到他们的祷告已蒙你应许，成就在我们的生命当中，愿荣耀归给神。
Now, Lord, make us a faithful generation to pray unceasingly, pray unrelentingly, pray with great hope and expectation.
主啊，如今求你帮助我们成为信实的一代，忠心恒切，不止息的。
For your matchless love and for your mighty work to be displayed in our children and in generations to come.
照着我们所切慕的、所盼望的，祷告祈求你那无比的爱和你那大能的作为，彰显在我们世世代代的子孙中。
We pray in the name of Jesus that we and they would not forsake our first love.
我们奉主耶稣的名祈求。让他们和我们都不会失去我们起初的爱。
Make them strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
让他们能靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Equip them with the full armor of God. Make them wise that when the day of evil comes, that they can stand firm in the faith.
穿戴神所赐的全副军装，使他们有智慧，好在磨难的日子还能站立得住。
Oh Lord, teach us how to sort through the noises of this world to hear and discern your powerful, your wonderful, your perfect, precious voice.
主啊，教导我们在这个吵杂的世界中，能聆听和分辨你那大有能力、奇妙完备又宝贵的声音。
We pray in Jesus' holy name, be glorified. Hallelujah.
祷告侍奉我主耶稣基督的圣名，哈利路亚，荣耀归主名。
Amen.
Amen.